While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is not always quiet and gentle. Sometimes he just kind of butts in, he steps in, inserts himself into people's lives. And now, I guess Peter was apparently listening to what Jesus was saying, and apparently he was acquainted with him and maybe had followed him for a short time. But all of a sudden, Jesus is taking over his boat. Now, he just came in from fishing all night, and he's probably very tired. They're cleaning their nets to get ready for the next day's work. And Jesus said, "Peter, bring your boat over here. I want to sit in your boat to preach to the people, because they're pushing in on me and they can't hear me if I'm caught up in the crowd." So Peter did that. And then after Jesus finished his talk to the people and they were dismissed, then he said to Peter, "Now cast out into the deep for some fishing." And Peter, you can imagine, here he is. He's a businessman. This is his livelihood. He probably knows that lake better than anybody in the area. And Jesus is saying to him, "Let's go on out and to catch some fish." So Peter said, "Lord, I've been doing this all night. There isn't anything out there. There's nothing available tonight." But he said, "But if you ask, I would do it." And he did, and we know the consequence. That was Peter's call. That was the way Jesus called him and asked if he was really willing to work with him in the great mission that Christ gave to Peter, his job was to establish the church after Jesus ascended into heaven. So he did the job. And how many times God does that? Say some really great moments that we read about in the sacred scriptures. The call of, say, Samuel. The call of Moses. Where God said to him, "Take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground." And God was in the fiery bush. And he just kind of said to Moses, "Here I am. I want you to do something for me." The Blessed Virgin Mary, she was simply saying her prayers, this young lady preparing to get married, saying her prayers, and this angel says, "God has something for you he wants you to do." But each and every one of them responds with kind of, not exactly the way Mary did, but kind of a similar way. I will do whatever you ask. Isaiah the prophet said, the Lord God in his vision says, I need someone to do this work. And Isaiah said, I'll do it. Call me, ask me. And he did. So, you know, and that doesn't stop. You know, today in our world, recent years, we've had to John Paul II, St. John Paul II. We have Mother Teresa. We have people of all kinds who really are good and holy people who are called by God for sometimes some very unusual, difficult missions. The mission of Mother Teresa, that she spent her whole life dealing with the poorest of the poor. Can you imagine doing that for your entire lifetime? And even during some of those times, some of those periods of time, she wasn't even sure God was around anymore. So it's like sometimes God would just keep himself a little bit distant. And she would, are you there? No. Other great saints have had that problem, where it's like they're working well with God, everything seems to be moving forward, and it's like God just kind of trusts them with it and disappears for a while. He never really does, but I guess to some of them it feels like he's abandoned them. But the important thing is they kept going. Now, the important thing is that those calls never end. You know, we talk about this every once in a while, that when God made us, he made each and every one of us with something special about God in us that no other human being on earth has. And if we hide that, it will never be revealed to the world. So the world will not know God as well as it could have if we tried to do what he is asking us to do. So God continues to call. There's still a lot of work to be done in this world. We know that. As a matter of fact, it seems like sometimes we're going backwards instead of forwards. That we're not making the progress that we think we should. When we think that we have people beginning to value life, we find that they're very willing to kill people for any reason whatever. That they're willing to kill unborn infants, the most innocent of all people on the face of the earth. And we kind of say, what happened? How does that happen? What is wrong? And maybe it's because sometimes we're not hearing that call of God. And he does call us. There's no question. It may not necessarily be to anything great at all. It may not be to being a Pope St. John Paul. It may not be a Mother Teresa. But maybe on your way home from work, you've had a tough day at work, and somebody pulls something stupid in traffic, and your reaction is to get angry, and you'd like to punch them out. Maybe the call is, calm down. Pray for the guy. Maybe he had a bad day, too. When you get home and the kids have their toys all over the driveway, first reaction may be to blow the horn in anger, or get those things out of here, you know. Or maybe the call is to calm down. Your kids love you. They need you. Get out and help them. It may be simple things like that, you know. A parent, say a mother or a father, a child says, can you help me with this? And our tendency sometimes all too frequently is, we'll get it later. Well, maybe the kid needs it right now. Maybe they just need that moment with their parent for some special reason that we may not know. Maybe the call from God says, give them the time now. So the call of God doesn't have to be anything really powerful, fantastic, where it's going to change the world or anything like that. Maybe it is just to make your home a more Christ-like place. Maybe to give a little more peace in your own life by reminders that by watching this, controlling that, you will be a more peaceful person. Maybe you just need somebody every once in a while to remind you that, you know, you don't need that extra beer, or you don't need this extra dessert, or whatever it may be. Maybe instead of watching that TV show that you don't like anyway, maybe you would just go visit your neighbor who's been sick for a week. Or maybe to just go help somebody that you've seen somewhere, a kid who needs somebody to cry with, whatever it may be. These are calls from God to be present to other people in this world. We all receive them. We all ask for them, and we always say, well, Lord, you tell me what to do. Or you advise me, you guide me. So he calls us and we say, well, that wasn't what I had in mind. Maybe we could do that some other time, but I don't really feel like doing that. And God does not impose things on us. Remember, he made us with a free will. So we, to be part of this, we have to embrace what he's inviting us to. We don't always accept. Sometimes we don't always understand. But he won't do anything without inviting us. He expects our participation, our willingness to go with him. Peter, when he saw what Jesus did, he fell down and he said, Lord, you may have called the wrong guy here. I'm a sinful man. It's like Jesus ignored it. He's very merciful, very forgiving. Or when he called the Blessed Virgin Mary, of course she didn't hesitate. When he called Moses said, I don't even know how to speak. Get somebody else. But he said, I will be there. And that's the way he is with all of us. The call is always out there. We have to be attuned ourselves to hear it and then to cooperate and work with it.